Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Weekly, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The program will be, the first hour of the program will be live or played, replayed on AM Radio 1360 in the Johnstown footprint area tonight again at 6 p.m. It will be streamed also on khnc.com to the podcast section. Well, actually, because it's streamed, you won't need to go to the podcast section. You'll be able to listen live. And starting today, 2 hours of the Present Truth program will be archived on the radio, the main radio station, 1360khnc.com, then to the podcast section. Both hours will be on the archived on the site. That begins today. Before I begin, I have articles I need to get to. Russia met with Modi of India. Orban met with Xi of China. The multipolar world is expanding. The New World Order of the West, which is now no longer new, it is being a discarded order, is threatened. But before I begin, observations about what's happening with Joe Biden. He's not president. I don't call him president. He's an imposter. He wasn't elected. He was placed to run a corporation. He wasn't voted in as president of a country. He's the head of a corporation. The corporation has made decisions. He can no longer run the corporation, which we understand as being the president of this country. The corporation must exist, survive. And Joe's usefulness for the last 4 years, they will thank him, but not really, for carrying out the plans of the royals of America. His wife, she understands how the game is played, and they're about to not only replace Joseph, but also Nurse Ratched. Jill Biden. One is about to fly over the cuckoo's nest. It's going to happen. And his wife is protesting violently. She doesn't want to leave. She believes, and she knows she's not the first lady. She knows that. She knows he wasn't elected lawfully. That means that she is not lawfully the first lady. Kamala Harris is not the vice president. But Joe, now the CIA, which controls all of the mainstream intelligence or mainstream stations, news outlets in this country, they have made the decision that to protect empire, Joe must be removed. And Joe could be injected while he's sleeping with some known heart stopper. They may just hit him with microwave. They're not going to put, he's not going to get the lead flu, not like John F. Kennedy. But they have made the decision that there's a vacuum There's a great sucking sound. And who is going to fill that vacancy? Who's going to fill this new position as President of the United States? I repeat and have been repeating for years that Donald Trump will not be the president in the future, in spite of the momentum, in spite of the Electoral College votes. No, there's a great sucking sound. There is a void, a low, like with the atmosphere. You have a high pressure, a low pressure, and it depends on which of the two pressures is the most powerful. Either way, there's going to be wind. Either way, you're going to have turmoil in the skies. And in the political skies, there is a great wind blowing. Who's going to, which way is the shift, the direction of the wind going to be, toward conservative Republican Rhino or to Democrat, hard left Democrat? See, there's the Democrat Party. They're not necessarily hard left. They're just Democrat. But then you have the hard left. Same with the Republican Party. The great sucking sound, the great mystery. Who will fill that vacancy? Yeah, he says, Joe said he made a terrible mistake by saying that even God basically cannot remove him as president of this country. The decision has been made by God. By the hand of God, Joe is going to be, I don't want to use the word dismissed. He is going to be shamed and replaced in shame along with his wife very shortly. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, The Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. To listen live to Internet Radio.
'9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
This is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. And our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Run in the shadows, down your love.
Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts now will be aired 2 hours on podcast, not aired, I'm sorry, will be on podcast 2 hours on 1360KHNC.com. That is a radio station website. Again, 1360KHNC.com. And then we have Studio B, what I call Studio B. We have internet radio in the same studio, same station, internet radio, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. So Russia, Putin, Russia's Putin, and India's Modi, he just won another term, had a visit yesterday. And this is out of Home India International. The Indian people, I like to watch Indian newscasters. We were, when I lived in Vegas, I used to paint. And I used to do painting for a gentleman that was from India. His name was Sam Patel. Kind of a rare name, Patel. You know, everybody in India is Patel. But anyhow, I'd call Sam up. I'd come back to Colorado for a month or two, and then I'd get back to return to Vegas, and I'd give Sam a call. Sam, this is Rick. Oh, Rick, I've been wanting to talk to you. Sam, well, I felt I needed to give you a call. Where are you? I said, I just got back to Vegas. I'm wanting to talk to you. Okay, Sam, I'll be over to see you. So I like the Indian. So this was out of an article, again. The West is watching Modi's Moscow's trip. The bilateral summit between the Russian and Indian leaders is of great significance, according to Dmitry Peskov, and it is. We're busy watching elections here, war in the Middle East, war in Ukraine, but this is very important. Putin said that 2024 would be the year where the BRICS nations and the group of nations that would join together, it would be the year where they would de-dollarize their countries. And this is a major event. I don't want to call it an event. A major meeting with Russia and India. I'm going to talk later about Orbán of Hungary visiting Xi Jinping. These are incredible events. I don't know how to explain it. I will say this. When Russia and China at the Beijing Olympics, when they entered into a partnership, one of the stipulations or one of the points in the agreement, which was made clear to the nations, is that Russia and China were going to replace the United States as the countries that would lead the international forums and dialogue of nations in the future, international conferences. I don't think you heard what I said. Russia and China made it clear to the United States, you are no longer going to hold and lead and call conferences with the leaders of the nations and dictate to them what you are going to do. No. We, China and Russia, from this point forward, we are going to be the nations that are going to hold the dialogues with the nation, dialogue with the nations that want out of your network. America didn't like that, didn't take kindly to that. And so they meet, and here's what some of the here's what they're some of the contents of what happened. The West, they're jealous. It means that they're watching closely. Watching closely means they attach great importance to this visit. And I agree, they're not mistaken, according to Dmitry Peskov. There is indeed great significance. So with this agreement, with this visit, it solidified the partnership with Russia now and India. The nations are sanctioning at America's, you know, they have the Damocles sword to the throat of the nations, stating you cannot trade with Russia. We are imposing sanctions. We expect you to impose sanctions with us. And the sanctions have, to some degree, interfered with Russia's ability to trade. To some degree. But now Russia and China, I'm sorry, and India have agreed to begin to expand trade between the two countries. Now, when this conference or this meeting took place, I assure you that not only the United States, but the Five Eyes nations, England especially, European countries, were interested to see what would develop. And Indian Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra told the media on Friday that this meeting, the last time they had visited was in 2021. So this meeting was extremely important because this now is right after Modi becomes president again. And Modi noted that ties between the two countries have advanced over the past decade in the areas of energy, security, trade, investment, health, education, culture, tourism, and people-to-people exchanges. Now, in Russia, there is a great Indian colony or community. He says, I look forward to reviewing all the aspects of a bilateral cooperation with my friend President Putin. It was not just a visit. It was a meeting. We seek to play a supportive role for a peace and stable region. The visit will also provide me an opportunity to meet with the vibrant Indian community in Russia. Bilateral trade reached $65 billion last year, driven by India's increased purchases of coal, oil. So, New Delhi declined to sign the final document at the Swiss Peace Summit on the Ukraine conflict due to Russia's exclusion from the event. So, Russia wasn't invited. But that's okay. Modi visited in person. I know that. So, what is the significance? Russia now is trading with India, a great nation that is emerging in all areas. Russia also even a bigger nation, which is also emerging, her economy. These three nations just trading amongst themselves. It doesn't matter what type of sanctions the United States puts on Russia. They are moot, insignificant. And then Russia at the same time is now working with Asian sisters, which is making China a little nervous. China has claimed all the Asian sisters for herself. And Putin is working with Vietnam, now with India, with Saudi Arabia. And even though China and Russia are have a partnership, it's still making India, China, a little nervous. At the same time, China is expanding more trade and diplomatic relationships with the nations to Russia's south, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, all of the stands. A family, you know, Joe Frazier, one of the boys is Joe, a daughter's named Joe. George, everybody, no, I'm sorry, not George, George Foreman. George. Well, you have all of the stands, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan. China is moving in a sense, in Russian, with the Russian family, and Russia's moving in with the Asian family. And it needs to be that way to keep both of them in check. Now, in this visit, Putin said, no topic is off limit. Whoops. And one of the things that were being discussed, they've had, Moscow and New Delhi have had frequent and frank consultations on China-related issues. Increasingly more salient in the emerging global landscape, with Beijing's ambitions becoming ever more evident. Putin said, nothing's off the table. No topic is off limits. And one of the things discussed, China's ambitions. And it's in the Bible, Revelation chapter 16, I think it's verse 16. The kings of the east, a great army, a great multitude that will head west on the One Belt Road. And the One Belt Road, this is one of the Xi's main, feather in his hat. That road is a fantastic road. You should Google it. Going through this arid desert, heading west toward Europe, and it will also take a route into the Middle East. The route in the Middle East will be to Armageddon. After the Armageddon war is over, what remains of China and all the other nations, the road will already be built. And after Christ returns, then the nations will use that One Belt Road from China to Europe, China to the Middle East. Russia is building a road from Russia into the south, into India, a rail line. God is using these nations to prepare the world for what's to come after Armageddon is over and after Christ returns. We're witnessing incredible events. Now, there's going to be an incredible event when I get back after this break. I'll continue with the story. That'll be the incredible event. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, Present Truth Program. Rick Rodriguez, I will be back.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back, opening weekend June 15th and 16th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians, comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment. It's fantasy. It's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at KHNC. For more information, visit coloradorenaissance.com.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
This evening, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m., program is aired on radio, the radio station, 1360 KHNC, Johnstown, Colorado, also on streaming, 1360KHNC.com, and on podcast now, 2 hours on 1360KHNC.com. 1 hour is podcast on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Going back to Russia and India. So with this agreement, with this new agreement, the trade, which was capped at $10 billion, will now be $65 billion between the two countries. So what does that mean to us? Nothing, just statistics. But in the big scope of things, do you see why the United States is going to draft its young men next year? This is a threat to America's national security. This is a national security threat. When Russia and China now are the countries that are negotiating and these international agreements with the countries where it was at one time America's, We held these discussions. It is now Russia and China. So this is a threat to America's national security. India and China and Russia working together as these three major, the people and the resources in Russia, the billions of people in China, billions of people in India. These are developing countries. They're going to develop. America can no longer stop them. This is the threat to the Pilgrim Society in London, City of London, and New York City. These globalists that have ruled the world since the end of World War II are threatened. Not only are they threatened, they know that now it's just a matter of how long before checkmate. I'm serious. How long before checkmate? The only alternative, we can't sanction them because our dollar is no longer going to be used. The plan is, well then, we will go to direct confrontation. No Cold War, declared war. This won't be, we're in a Cold War scenario presently. We're going to direct war in 2025. And the individual that is going to be the president is going to war with these nations. So as I read and I look at Modi visiting Putin, then the things become clear, I believe, and I'm trying to, as adequately as possible, present this to you so you can see this is major. More importantly, going on with an article, Home India, Russia is the chair of and will be hosting the BRICS Plus Summit this year. Over 200 meetings precede this gathering. This is major. Don't think the United States is not watching. They are watching closely, but they've been uninvited. These leaders have their plates full. Modi has been to the G7 summit in Italy. He met with many leaders, including the beggar Vladimir Zelensky, who considers that New Delhi could play a much bigger role in resolving the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Yeah, Zelensky's only there as a beggar for a handout. The beggar prince, Vladimir Zelensky, the beggar prince. And he's thinking that New Delhi could play a part in resolving this conflict between Ukraine and Russia. It could have been handled 2 years ago. But Zelensky must follow orders. The pauper prince, the beggar prince. He was put in position of power by the CIA, and Biden was put in power by there's a term I want to use. COG, COG, continuity of government. These powers could not allow Trump to be in position for another 4 years. He would have destroyed them. Their alternative, Biden. Continuity of government and all of the agencies and the apparatus was engaged, and Trump was no longer positioned in the White House. Now, with the multipolar gathering, Russian pipelines to India will be, that's going to be one of the main things that are going to be explored. There are many things in the trade agreements with Russia and India. many things. Now, I'm going to go to, with Russia, in the matter of the, I'm really trying to decide what way do I want to go. I'll go this way. Okay. This is out of RT International. Will Russia unite the disunited world? The global majority is increasingly showing its dissatisfaction with the West's rules-based order. What is the rules-based order? It is the model for the New World Order. It is America's model for world hegemony. And the developing nations have been the target of this rules-based order. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll return in a few minutes.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360KHNC.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Every day, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for the Present Truth program. So now with this peace summit, Moscow or Putin has decided that it's time to shift to sixth gear. This is why the United States is so openly now declaring war an undeclared war against Russia. We tried to hide behind NATO nations engaging with Russia, but now the United States has made it clear we are engaged because we're unhappy with some things that are taking place internationally. One of them is Russia. The so-called Ukraine Peace Summit held in Switzerland last month, the June meeting in Russia of BRICS foreign ministers, Vladimir Putin's Asian tour, and even this week's visit by Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, all these events are the proof that the United States and its allies have failed to isolate Russia from the rest of the world. This is true. It's become clear that the Global South, which unites over 130 countries with a total population of about 6 billion people, does not intend to sever ties with Moscow. On the contrary, I'm reading from an article by Farhad Abragimov. He's an expert lecturer at the Facility of Economics of RUDN Rudin University. Excellent article. You can find this on RTNews.com. He says that despite being pressured and blackmailed by the West, the countries of the Global South are striving to develop and strengthen relations with Russia. These states are irritated by the West's hegemony, want to form a new world order based on justice and sovereignty. This is called the New International World Order. The Ukraine crisis contributed to the strengthening of the Global South's role. The West hoped to enlist the unconditional support of the world's majority, since it has had the power to implement sanctions mechanisms throughout the Western-controlled international financial through Western-controlled international financial institutions, the World Bank, the IMF. But Washington's methods have lost their effectiveness. Iran and North Korea have lived under severe Western sanctions, have become an example of other countries that want to pursue a foreign policy based on national interests. America is listening. America's people, we don't know why the nations of the world are now working together to destroy the dollar. And they will do it. But before they do it, according to some economists that I've heard, they say that the dollar will get stronger for a while and then drop. The nations have had it with empire. An empire is fully aware that these nations collectively are a major threat to national security, but more so, a major threat to America's hegemony. And though I use the term America's hegemony, it's not America, it's those who rule this country. The rulers of America, the hidden group of power, which is no longer hidden. It's the Rockefellers, the Rockefeller system. Since 1915 or before. It's a family. And at the head of the family, all the brothers, the five brothers, are in the grave. But the one who still basically has the reins of this power, of the power of this family, is Hillary Clinton. You talk about the 13 Illuminati families, blah, blah, blah. True. But she's higher ranking in the occult than they are. I have an article right here. I'm looking at it. The Rockefellers to U.S. Die faster. We are making homo universalists. There was a plan by the Rockefellers. Planned by the Rockefellers in 1901. Pilgrim Society. Secret societies. To take over the world. They almost succeeded. They peaked 2022, February, when Russia and China became partners in an agreement to destroy America. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, podcast 1360KHNC.com for both hours. But I'm on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com Monday through Friday, 11 to 1.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
Podcasts for the 2 hours are on 1360KHNC.com. 1360KHNC.com, the main radio site, to the podcast section, Present Truth. Sundays, I host the Olive Tree Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, also archived on 1360KHNC.com. The first hour of every day's program is archived on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. But for both hours, go to 1360khnc.com. Tonight at 6 p.m., the program will be aired on AM Radio 1360. We'll also be on streaming, always. I want to end this article. I can't, because it's too, while we are in America watching the election, this country, this administration, England, the nations of the world are watching what is happening in these meetings and the coming summit for the BRICS nations. This is the chess game being played, and the moves, each move is taking a piece off the board for the global West, for the rules-based order West. Every move is a strategic move to destroy the United States of America. It's going to happen. America and the rulers of this country are vindictive. They're going to put allow a man to take over this country that is going to cause international world war against all the nations that I'm going to read to you after the top of the hour. I apologize. I have to take a break, and you're going to have to come back, or else go to the podcasts on 1360khnc.com for both hours. These nations that I'm going to read to you in the BRICS network, we are going to go to war with them. We're going to attempt to destroy them and to end their plan to trade amongst themselves, excluding the U.S. dollar. They're going to do it. It's in the Bible. I will talk about this. I'll give you the verses when we come back. I'll show you what the Bible says about a multipolar world network and the Western rules-based system. But you've got to listen to the next hour. Stay with me. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcast, again, 2 hours on the radio site, 1360khnc.com, to the Present Truth section. Rick Rodriguez, I'll be back. Hold tight.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products are 100% THC-free.